You're listening to the Father Swap Blog with Kia Stevens, providing a source of encouragement, healing, and practical wisdom for women who grew up without the love and affirmation of their biological fathers. Thank you for tuning in and enjoy this message entitled, How I Came to Know God as Father. My oldest son takes after his father, calm, obedient, and focused on doing the right thing. And the younger son, however, well, he's like me. A perfect example of his unique personality happened on a Sunday morning as we frantically tried to get to church on time again. We were already late when my husband entered the bathroom, reprimanding my youngest son and holding this invisible ink pen. Now, the way this pen works is you write with one end of the pen and shine a light on what you've written with the other end in order to see the hidden message. Many children would use this pen to write on paper, possibly their hand, maybe even the wall, but it takes a truly gifted child to think of a use that my son thought of on that day. I had no idea what my four-year-old son had done until my husband turned the bathroom light off and shined the invisible ink pen light on my son's face. He had thoroughly covered his forehead, chin, both cheeks, nose, and that space in between the upper lip and the base of the nose. Yeah, he got that too. And as I scrubbed the ink off his face and periodically shined the pen light to make sure I had completely cleaned his skin, I was reminded of my own struggle with invisibility. Growing up the granddaughter of a Baptist pastor, I never questioned the stories of the Bible. No matter how far-fetched they may have seemed, I believed them, and I still do. The challenge began when I had to apply my childlike faith to adult problems. I had more faith in God parting the Red Sea than his ability to intimately know and love me. It took more than a decade to realize my perspective was in part a byproduct of growing up without my earthly dad. According to the Washington Times, sociologists say it's common for people to perceive that God is like the fatherly figures in their lives. I did. My parents got a divorce when I was just a baby, and subsequently, I spent little to no time with my father growing up. His absence subconsciously skewed my view of God as father. I perceived him to be silent and distant and uninterested in me. Parts of God's word became like an invisible ink pen message. I could not see the truth found in 1 John 3:1 that says, "See what great love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God." Or Romans 8:15 that says, "The Spirit you receive does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father." And just like the ultraviolet light exposes words that are present but unseen, I needed the Spirit of God to illuminate the promise of God as Father. In Ephesians 1:18, the Apostle Paul says, "I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you." That hope encompasses more than salvation from sin, but it also includes the hope of knowing God as Father. I reconcile that if God could part the Red Sea, then surely he was capable of knowing and loving me intimately. And although it was difficult to comprehend, I began to communicate with God as a daughter would her earthly father. "God, I'm hurting. I feel afraid. I'm lonely, and I need affirmation." His response was not audible or visibly seen. Rather, it was an inner peace, or knowing that I am deeply loved and known by the God of the universe, and he calls me daughter. I wish I could tell you this process has been instant. It has not. It has and continues to be a gradual change that takes place every time I am willing to trust him more with this life I have been given. It is in the trusting that I have experienced firsthand his tender care for me. And the belief I previously accepted that God is silent and distant and uninterested in me is a lie. It is a lie for me and for you, because the Bible says in 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Now, I want to take my liberties and ask you a question. How are things going in your life? Are you angry or frustrated? Are you disappointed with the relationship you have with your earthly father? Are you hurting today? If so, I invite you to look to God as your heavenly father. An intimate relationship with him is just a conversation away. I encourage you to take a risk and trust God. Allow him to be your heavenly father. Thanks so much for listening to this audio message. I certainly hope it was a blessing to you. If you would like more encouragement, be sure to check out the Father Swap blog on our YouTube channel, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, and Facebook at Father Swap. As always, I want to encourage you to love your earthly dad and embrace God as your heavenly father. I'm Kia Stevens. It's been a pleasure, and I look forward to connecting with you real soon.